The Religion News Service headline is certainly attention-getting. Fewer than half of Americans may be Christian by 2070, according to new projections. Those projections come from a comprehensive report published by the Pew Research Center entitled Modeling the Future of Religion in America, and I'm happy it brings senior researcher Dr. Stephanie Kramer to our program. Stephanie, welcome to State of Belief Radio.
Thanks for inviting me.
I know that the report analyzes several different scenarios with charts that look a little bit like we're tracking a hurricane. What variables in the scenario leading to that fewer than half number are important to know?
Well, every trend that we looked at, I think, is important to know. The biggest thing that we use in projections in a variety of ways is religious switching, and that's whether or not there's a change between the religion a person is raised in and their current religion. If that is different, then we say that they have switched religions or broad religious categories. We're looking at Christians, the religiously unaffiliated, and all non-Christian religions together. We are also interested in recent trends and differences between religious groups in fertility, age structures, migration, and the religious transmission, which is passing along a religious identity or lack thereof from one generation to the next.
So when you talk about religious switching, are you talking about moving within denominations in a larger faith tradition or moving from one faith tradition to a different one?
Moving from one faith tradition to a different one, or more commonly in the U.S., from one faith tradition to no faith tradition. Many people have left Christianity to identify as atheist, agnostic, or nothing in particular.
So let me ask you about some of the other scenarios. How much do the potential numbers in 2070 change? And are you able to estimate the likelihood of those scenarios that would not be as dire for Christianity as the sensational headline makes it seem?
Well, there is a range in the 2070 outcomes. So in a scenario where all religious switching ended in 2020, you know, these are all hypotheticals, Christians would decline by about 10 percentage points and would make up over half, about 54% of the population in 2070. In the most extreme switching scenario, they decline to make up 35% of the population. So that's the range. Some of these scenarios are more plausible than others. None of them are likely to play out exactly. So we know all religious switching did not end in 2020. That scenario is implausible, but it demonstrates the impact of switching when we compare it to other scenarios. Overall, the scenario that best represents all of the trends that we've studied recently is the scenario with increasing disaffiliation across generations, like we've been seeing for years, but with a limit so that more than 50% of people who are raised Christian can't switch out later in life. And that limit comes from a study of 79 other countries. We looked at how many people raised Christian remain Christian all around the world, and we didn't find any country where more than about 50% of people raised Christian switched out.
What do demographic trends have to do with this as well? I mean, you've talked about people switching religions. What do immigration and emigration patterns have to do with your findings?
Most immigrants to the U.S. are Christian. That has been changing in recent years, where now most immigrants are coming from Asian countries that may be majority Hindu or majority unaffiliated in the case of China. Migration in the projections mostly drives the growth of people of non-Christian religions. We also see different age structures between the groups, and that has a certain demographic momentum. Among people who are over 75, more than 80% of them are Christian, but among people in their prime childbearing years, only about half of them are Christian. So we have a lot of unaffiliated people concentrating in those younger years. They'll be having children, often raising unaffiliated children.
You know, this country is still significantly Christian and will be for the immediate future, at least. And so, of course, the focus of the headline and of people's concerns is Christianity. But did Pew look at the trends for other major religious traditions in the United States?
We looked at broad religious categories. We would love to have been able to project the future populations of smaller groups like Jews, Muslims, Hindus individually, and we just don't have the detailed witching data going back very far to do that, unfortunately. So we looked at all Christians, all religiously unaffiliated, and then all non-Christian religions as three broad categories.
So I recognize you can't back this up with data, but do you have any reason to believe that things will be different for other faith traditions than they will be for Christianity?
Sure. I think things will be different for people of other faith traditions because they're overrepresented among immigrants. They're growing more through migration recently than our Christians or the unaffiliated. People of non-Christian religions have higher fertility rates, so they're growing through having children more than the other two broad categories. And there's not a lot of switching into other religions. So people of non-Christian faiths are not getting a lot of converts in the way that the unaffiliated are.
That's, I think, important information for people to listen to. There isn't really going to be a windfall for anybody if you look at it in those terms of people who are exiting one tradition and looking for another. Pew is uniquely equipped with a deep library of comprehensive research on this and many other topics. Were there historical trends that were important in creating these long-term projections?
We looked at these rates of switching into and out of broad religious categories going back to the early 70s. That's as far as we have very detailed data through the General Social Survey. It's been going on for about 50 years. Beyond the past 50 years, we don't know as much about what was happening with religious switching.
Very interesting. So a comprehensive report like this one is likely to contain important findings that don't jump to the headlines, like a significant decline in Christian affiliation. What else is in this report that it's important for people to pay attention to?
I think it's important to note that the religiously unaffiliated are not all non-believers. Or even mostly non-believers. Most of them identify as nothing in particular instead of atheist or agnostic. And most of them believe in some kind of higher power or spiritual force. So these are people without a religious identity, without a group that they affiliate with, but not necessarily without any religious beliefs.
So my last question is going to sound wacky to you, I know, but I just came back from visiting Graceland in Memphis, Tennessee. And I saw there what I can only describe as a shrine to Elvis Presley. The way that his life was depicted, all of it accurate, none of it comprehensive. There was a desire to believe in something that Elvis represented. Are there places in American society that are going to fill the role that religion has been playing for people who are not satisfied in their personal lives with the traditional religious expressions?
People do find other ways to fill their time, other things to do socially if they don't go to church and things like that. We haven't seen a big rise in people getting together because they're all atheists or agnostic or nothing in particular.
So the general trend against joining, the bowling alone trend, is something that applies to faith life as well as other social aspects of American society.
Right, it looks like it.
Dr. Stephanie Kramer is a senior researcher at Pew Research, specializing in religion. The new report is titled Modeling the Future of Religion in America, and we'll link to it from stateofbelief.com. Stephanie, many thanks for being with us today on State of Belief Radio.
Thanks so much for having me.
That's all the time we have for this week's show. Your donations help keep us on the air. Information on how to donate is available at stateofbelief.com. That's stateofbelief.com. Stay up to date by subscribing to the free weekly State of Belief podcast on iTunes or your favorite podcast platform. And take a moment to follow us on Facebook and Twitter and be part of the conversation. Social media helps connect like-minded people in conversation and company. I'd ask you to share State of Belief with just one person this week for whom you think this might be helpful. Our producer is Ray Kirstein. State of Belief Radio is a production of Interfaith Alliance. Become a member today at interfaithalliance.org. And be sure to join us next week for more stories from the intersection of religion, government, and politics. Until then, go team. I'm Jack Moline. That's State of Belief.
I think it's time we stop, children. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.